In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, come teach us to pray, otherwise we perish for sure. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A child is born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. O come, rejoice, Jerusalem. Alleluia. Alleluia. Let grateful hearts now sing a song of joy and holy praise to Christ, the newborn King. A child is born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. Come, O rejoice, Jerusalem. Alleluia. Alleluia. Though found within a manger poor, alleluia, his kingdom shall forever endure. Alleluia, alleluia. A child is born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. O come, rejoice, Jerusalem. Alleluia, alleluia. And what a cheerful time Christmas is that the church gives us. As brother in the flesh he came, alleluia, our King whose name we now proclaim. Alleluia, alleluia. A child is born in Bethlehem. Alleluia. O come, rejoice, Jerusalem. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth. I have begotten you. Psalm 110, exempting verse 6. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth. I have begotten you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's prayers, we pray for all of our people in our lives that we are most urgently thinking of. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts, in eternal splendor before the dawn of light on earth. I have begotten you. With the Lord is unfailing love. Great is his power to save. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, and for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchman count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord, because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, save us and help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You have been endowed from your birth with princely gifts. In eternal splendor, before the dawn of light on earth, I have begotten you. With the Lord is unfailing love. Great is his power to save. Psalm 130 was our last prayer. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father for me having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, we again pray for this Holy Spirit to be powerful in our lives. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help us all. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Please forgive us our sins. Teach us to obey you. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Help us, Holy Spirit. Blessed art thou amongst, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the beginning, before time began, the Word was God. Today he is born, the Savior of the world. We take our readings not from evening prayer, but from the office of readings for Saint Stephen, first martyr. Affliction and distress surround me, yet your law is my delight. And I apologize, I think that... I had the right antiphons. I wasn't supposed to go there. I was supposed to take the antiphons, the psalms, and the canticle, according to the rubrics from Evening Prayer 2 of Christmas. So we're fine. First reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Martyrdom of Stephen. Stephen was a man filled with grace and power, who worked great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of Roman freed men, that is, the Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Sicilia, and Asia, would undertake to engage Stephen in debate. But they proved no match for the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. They persuaded some men to make the charge that they had heard him speaking blasphemies against Moses and God, and in this way they incited the people, the elders and the scribes. Altogether they confronted him, seized him, and led him off to the Sanhedrin. There they brought in false witnesses who said, "This man never stops making statements against the holy place and the law. We have heard him claim that Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses handed down to us." The members of the Sanhedrin who sat there stared at him intently. Throughout, Stephen's face seemed like that of an angel. The high priest asked whether the charges were true. To this, Stephen replied, "My brothers, fathers, listen to me. Our fathers in the desert had the meeting tent, as God prescribed it, when he spoke to Moses, ordering him to make it according to the pattern he had seen. The next generation of our fathers inherited it. Under Joshua, they brought it into the land during the conquest of those peoples whom God drove out to make room for our fathers. So it was until the time of David, who found favor with God and begged that he might find a dwelling place for the house of Jacob. It was Solomon, however, who constructed the building for that house. Yet the Most High does not dwell in buildings made by human hands, for as the prophet says, 'The heavens are my throne, the earth is my footstool.' What kind of house can you build for me, says the Lord? What is my resting place to be like? Did not my hand make all these things? You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you are always opposing the Holy Spirit." So we just skipped a bit in the Acts of the Apostles, but the reading skips here. And I guess I could read it in its entirety, but it would take longer. Let's just stick with this book here, even though the full reading is actually gives you more. It's always good to have the full version, right? But the reading skips from there to, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears," which is near the end of his sermon, or his speech. "You are always opposing the Holy Spirit, just as your fathers did before you. Was there ever any prophet whom your fathers did not persecute? In their day they put to death those who foretold the coming of the Just One. Now you in your turn have become his betrayers and murderers. You who received the law through the ministry of angels have not observed it. Those who listened to his words were stung to the heart. They ground their teeth in anger at him." Stephen, meanwhile, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked to the sky above and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at God's right hand. "Look," he exclaimed, "I see an opening in the sky, and the Son of Man standing at God's right hand." The onlookers were shouting out loud, holding their hands over their ears as they did so. Then they rushed at him as one man, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. The witnesses, meanwhile, were piling their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As Stephen was being stoned, he could be heard praying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." and with that he died. Saul, for his part, concurred in the act of killing. While the Jews were stoning Stephen, God's servant, the heavens opened before him. He saw, he entered in. Happy the man to whom the heavens opened. As the stones crashed upon him, from the depths of heaven, the living splendor shone on him. Happy the man to whom the heavens opened. So our reading from the tradition of the church is from a sermon by St. Fulgentius of Rupsi, bishop, a medieval bishop, but it's going to be a reading that focuses more on the preaching tradition of this octave of Christmas. Yesterday, we celebrated the birth and time of our eternal King. Today, we celebrate the triumphant suffering of his soldier. Yesterday, our King, clothed in his robe of flesh, left his place in the Virgin's womb and graciously visited the world. Today, his soldier leaves the tabernacle of his body and goes triumphantly to heaven. Our King, despite his exalted majesty, came in humility for our sake. Yet he did not come empty-handed. He brought his soldiers a great gift that not only enriched them, but also made them unconquerable in battle. For it was the gift of love, which was to bring men to share in his divinity. He gave out of his bounty, yet without any loss to himself. In a marvelous way, he changed into wealth the poverty of his faithful followers, while remaining in full possession of his own inexhaustible riches. And so the love that brought Christ from heaven to earth raised Stephen from earth to heaven. Shown first in the King, it shone later forth in his soldier. Love was Stephen's weapon by which he gained every battle, and so won the crown signified by his name. His love of God kept him from yielding to the ferocious mob. His love for his neighbor made him pray for those who were stoning him. Love inspired him to reprove those who erred, to make them amend. Love led him to pray for those who stoned him, to save them from punishment. Strengthened by the power of his love, he overcame the raging cruelty of Saul and won his persecutor on earth as his companion in heaven. In his holy and tireless love, he longed to gain by prayer those whom he could not convert by admonition. Now at last, Paul rejoices with Stephen. With Stephen he delights in the glory of Christ. With Stephen he exalts. With Stephen he reigns. Stephen went first, slain by the stones thrown by Paul. But Paul followed after, helped by the prayer of Stephen. This surely is the true life, my brothers, a life in which Paul feels no shame because of Stephen's death, and Stephen delights in Paul's companionship. For love fills them both with joy. It was Stephen's love that prevailed over the cruelty of the mob. It was Paul's love that covered the multitude of his sins. It was love that won for both of them the kingdom of heaven. Love, indeed, is the source of all good things. It is an impregnable defense and the way that leads to heaven. He who walks in love can neither go astray nor be afraid. Love guides him, protects him, and brings him to his journey's end. My brothers, Christ made love the stairway that would enable all Christians to climb to heaven. Hold fast to it, therefore, in all sincerity. Give one another practical proof of it, and by your progress in it, make your ascent together. Responsory prayer. Yesterday the Lord was born on earth, that Stephen might be born in heaven. The Lord entered into our world, that Stephen might enter into heaven. Yesterday our King, clothed in our flesh, came forth from the Virgin's womb to dwell among us. The Lord entered into our world, that Stephen might enter into heaven. Glory to thee. Yesterday the Lord was born on earth that Stephen might be born in heaven. There the Lord entered into our world that Stephen might enter into heaven. Yesterday our King, clothed in our flesh, came forth from the Virgin's womb to dwell among us. The Lord entered into our world that Stephen might enter into heaven. Christ the Lord is born today. Today the Savior of the world has appeared. Earth echoes songs of angel choirs, archangels joyful praise. Today on earth his friends exalt. Glory to God in the highest. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, and here's another one. I think this was actually supposed to be our antiphon. While earth was wrapped in silence and night only half through its course, your almighty God, your almighty word, O Lord, came down from his royal throne. Alleluia. The word of God, by coming to dwell with us, has opened the path to eternal salvation. Let us pray to him with sincere humility. Lord, deliver us from evil. Through the mystery of your incarnation, through your birth and infancy, through your whole life dedicated to the Father, Lord, deliver us from evil. Through your labor, your preaching, and your journeys, through your continual encounters with sinners, Lord, deliver us from evil. Through your agony and passion, your cross and desolation, through your sufferings, your death and burial, Lord, deliver us from evil. Through your resurrection and ascension, through your gift of the Holy Spirit, through your joys and everlasting glory, free our departed brothers and sisters, O Lord. Lord, deliver us from evil. Gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, let's pray for each other and for God's intentions for each one of us. Glory to the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Or, if my first intuition was right, we're supposed to go back over here. Say the Christmas prayers again, but I think we did the right thing. Yeah, we gotta find that prayer for St. Stephen. Lord, today we celebrate the entrance of St. Stephen into eternal glory. He died, praying for those who killed him. Help us to imitate his goodness and to love our enemies. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray for Holy Father Pope Leo and for his monthly intentions. We gotta find out when the holy year is ending. I don't know. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.